Welcome to Gideon Sunday at the Airport Gardens Baptist Church. This is Sunday, June the 9th, 1985. The Lord bless as we worship together around the precious Word of God. On this Gideon Sunday, we'd like for our choir to sing page 170, Wonderful Words of Life. For you to participate with us in our scripture reading today, taken from selection number 10 in the back of your hymnal. Turn to number 10, responsive reading. This is entitled God's Word. You know, today God's Word will do what nothing else will do. God's precious Word. Blessed art thou, O Lord, teach me thy statutes. I have rejoiced in the way of thy testimonies as much as in all riches. I will delight myself in thy statutes. I will not forget thy word. Thy word is a lamp unto my feet and a light unto my path. All scripture is given by inspiration of God and is profitable for doctrine, for reproof, for correction, for instruction in righteousness. Some wonderful verses there from the book of Psalms and also 2 Timothy. Before we have another word of prayer, we'd like to mention these prayer requests. I'd like to pray this morning and this week for Brother Burns' family. some of his grandchildren, I believe, and others who are physically ill at this time. Bassie Fields, one of our Sunday school teachers, is in the hospital this morning. Left for us to remember my brother's family. His mother-in-law was killed in an automobile wreck last Sunday, and her funeral, I believe, was Tuesday up in Ohio. Lucy Talby went to be with her Lord yesterday down here at the hospital, and her funeral will be Wednesday at 12 noon at Whitesburg at the Banks Funeral Home. Let's be praying for that family. Also, continue to pray for Riley's family in his home going. Oh, God's able to bless Emily and all their family today. This special prayer request, I want us to be praying much this week for our Southern Baptist Convention in Dallas, Texas. June the 11th, 12th, and 13th. And certainly, if you've been reading the Lexington Herald on Saturday's edition anyway, you know that everything is not right. We certainly need prayer. And my prayer is that God's perfect will be done as far as president of our convention. I know God's able as they meet and look to the Lord for guidance. I trust you'll also be praying for our Vacation Bible School faculty and staff as we gear up for a wonderful week, June the 17th through the 21st. And we're certainly looking forward to this. And spread the word. We have classes for everyone from 2 years old up through 17 through the week. And as I said, adults are going to be meeting on Wednesday nights. And also some of the classes will be held on Sunday evening from 7 to about 8:15. And our first lesson in adult PBS will be this Wednesday, as I said, at 7 o'clock. So we have much to pray for today. Let's be praying for Brother Britton as he gives us the Gideon message today. Thank God for him and his family and all of our Gideons that are in different churches throughout our area this morning. Let's look to the Lord in prayer at this time. Father, we love thee today and just thank thee so much for our salvation. Father, we thank thee for your word, the Bible, that we can have confidence in. We know we find your word to say that your word is forever settled in heaven. Heaven and earth shall pass away, but my word shall not pass away, Jesus said while he was here on the earth. And we thank thee for this, Father, that we have a word that we can trust, your precious word. We thank you, Lord, for what you're going to do in the lives of these who are physically ill. Lord, right now we remember Brother Sutton's son in Lexington. We know that's where they are today, to go down to see him. We do pray today, Lord, for Junior, you'd help him to know thee if he is not a Christian yet. Lord, we know you're able to bless these others, those who have lost loved ones. Father, we pray that your special blessing would rest upon these families who have lost loved ones recently. Just pray your blessing upon them, and may they keep looking up and know that you love them. Father, we just commit this service into your hands. Bless our people, Lord, some who are on vacation at this time. We know you're able to give them journey mercies. Help us, Lord, today to keep our eyes upon thee. We thank thee again for your word. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.
Okay, for our last hymn, let's turn to page 84. Let's stand and sing first, second, and fourth stanzas of Jesus Keep Me Near the Cross. Page 84.
Jesus, keep me near the cross, there a precious fountain.
before the gardeners come to sing. I'd like to call on our ushers for our morning tithes and offerings. I will say this about our offering for the Gideon. For the Gideon work, this offering will be taken up at the end of the service. Brother Britton will be standing back at the back of the church here to receive an offering for the Gideons today. This time, our senior ushers, we'd like for them to come and take our morning offering, please. Brother White, would you and Brother Linden come and help, please, in the offering? We'll ask Brother White to lead us in prayer, please.
Heavenly Father, we thank you, Lord, for this chance together again here this morning to hear your word, to have this fellowship together. We're thankful for the time in Sunday school where we study your word. We pray, Father, that you have spoken to some of these hearts already this morning.
Amen.
But if not, Father, we pray that you speak to them through the message today. We pray now that you go with us as we take up this offering. We pray your blessings be upon each penny that's given. In Jesus' name we pray.
Amen. Jesus. Okay, we need to love him. Tom, you and Fred come to sing for us before Brother Britton comes to give us the Gideon message. Brother Britton and his family are from Manchester, Kentucky, and we certainly want to welcome them into our church this morning to thank the Lord for the Gideons today.
I never walk weep about my head. I know I'm safe because we are together, and round me His protecting love is spread. I never walk alone, Christ walks beside me. He is the dearest friend I've ever known. With such a friend to comfort and to guide me, I never know, I never walk alone. With such a friend to comfort and to guide me, I never know, I never walk alone.
Let us pray. Our gracious Heavenly Father, we thank Thee for this beautiful day that You've made for us to enjoy and to serve You. We thank Thee for this beautiful church, this pastor, and what it has meant to this community. We thank Thee for the privilege of being here this morning. But most of all, Lord, we thank Thee for sending Thy Son and our Savior, who went to the cross on our behalf, that whosoever would believe could be saved to an everlasting salvation. Go with us through the remainder of this service, Lord, and let everything that's said and done be in accordance with Thy will. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. The Gideons International is an association of business and professional men from all walks of life and many different churches. We believe the Bible to be the inspired Word of God. We believe that Jesus Christ is the eternal Son of God. We've accepted Him as our personal Savior. We try to follow Him in our daily life. And we're all members in good standing of a church or congregation that holds this belief as a condition of membership. Much thought was given as to what the name of this association should be. And after a special prayer that God would direct them to the proper name, one of the men rose from his knees and said, "We shall be called the Gideons." Faith, humility, and obedience were the qualities that made Gideon ready to do God's will any time, any place, and any way that the Holy Spirit led. That's the reason that this association is called the Gideons. I don't mean to imply that we claim to be like Gideon in the Bible, but we try to do God's will. This association was organized by three men in 1899. Their first order was for 25 Bibles. Today we have 85,000 members organized in 134 countries of the world. And by the grace of God, and help from Christian friends like you in many different churches, we are able to distribute 1 million copies of God's Holy Word every 15 days. Each year we try to report to the churches what God is doing with the Gideons. The reason for this is based on Acts 15:4. And when they were come to Jerusalem, they were received of the church, of the apostles and the elders, and they declared all things that God had done with them. Since we are an arm of your church, we feel that you're entitled to know what God is doing with the Gideons. The purpose of this association is to win the lost. We do this in two ways. First, by personal witness. Every Christian should be a witness. I base this belief on Acts 1, verse 8, which says, "But ye shall receive power after that the Holy Ghost has come upon you, and ye shall be witnesses unto me, both in Jerusalem and in all Judea, and in Samaria, and unto the uttermost part of the earth." That's what we as Gideons are trying to do. We're trying to spread God's word to the uttermost part. And that's the second way that we win the lost, by placing His word in easy reach of lost people. We read in John 3:16, "For God so loved the world that He gave His only begotten Son, that whosoever believeth in Him should not perish, but have everlasting life." If we really believe that, we'll want to tell others. We can't all be preachers or teachers, but we can all witness. If you place Bibles in the hands of lost people, you're witnessing to those people. This gold Bible is our institutional Bible. We place it in hotels, motels, doctors and dentist offices, penal institutions, funeral homes, and other public places. That Bible lasts an average of 7 years, and during that time it's read by an average of 3,300 people. Many Christians who have strayed have been brought back, and many lost souls on the verge of suicide have been saved through reading that Bible. Isaiah 55:11 says, "So shall my word be that goeth forth out of my mouth. It shall not return unto me void, but it shall accomplish that which I please, and it shall prosper in the thing whereto I sent it." I have part of a letter here that's proof of that fact. David Satterwhite grew up in a home marked with violence and tragedy. He is now pastor of the Hueytown Baptist Church in Hueytown, Alabama. Brother Satterwhite says, we read in 2 Corinthians 5:17, "Therefore, if any man be in Christ, he is a new creature. Old things are passed away. Behold, all things are become new." I became a new creature in Christ as a result of reading a Gideon Place Bible in a motel room, for which I will be eternally thankful. Reverend David Satterwhite, Hueytown, Alabama. Matthew 11:28 says, "Come unto me, all ye that labor and are heavy laden, and I will give you rest." The Word of God is always welcome in hospitals and nursing homes. The reason this hospital ministry is so important is the fact that so many people neglect their salvation until they find themselves in the hospital or nursing home, many times for life. In many cases, if the Bible were not in easy reach, a lot of these people would leave this world unsaved. Our hospital testament is like this foreign lands testament, same color and maybe a little bigger. It has large print. I gave mine to a lady that needed it, and have to get me another one sometime. Notes like this are often received in our Nashville headquarters and tell the story of the saving power of God's Word. "Dear sirs, I have been reading your testament here in the nursing home and have accepted Jesus Christ as my Lord and Savior. With best wishes for you all, yours truly, Enos Downer, Vincennes, Indiana." This gentleman was 87 years old when he wrote that note, and since he was unable to attend church, if that testament hadn't been in easy reach, he might never have been saved. Jesus saith unto him, "I am the way, the truth, and the life. No man cometh unto the Father but by me." You'll find that in John 14:6. The auxiliary is composed of women who are wives of Gideons. The purpose of the auxiliary is to assist the Gideons in carrying out our objective through personal witness, prayer, and distributing God's Word to those in the medical profession. This white testament is given to all those engaged in bedside nursing care. This little gold testament is given to those in the medical profession other than nurses. This blue testament is the personal worker's testament of the auxiliary. I have a letter here about that little blue testament. "I lived in sin for 22 years. I've been in trouble since I was 13. This time was the worst, but it let me find the right road to Jesus. I am in jail in El Centro, California. On Sunday, the girls asked me to go to a Bible study. I can't remember the lady's name who came to the jail, but she was a Gideon's wife. She gave me a small blue testament and asked me if I was ready to be saved. I told her no. I began reading that testament, and on March 14, 1983, in the Weakley County Jail, I asked the Lord to save me. I prayed as best I could, and it must have been the right way because He saved me. I am a much happier person now. All my problems are answered. He allowed me to patch up my marriage. I will get out in June of 84, and I'll be going to church when I get out. I will always be thankful to the Gideons for that testament." That letter's from Rosanna McCartney, El Centro, California. Hebrews 4:12 says, "For the word of God is quick and powerful, and sharper than any two-edged sword, piercing, even to the dividing asunder of soul and spirit, and of joint and marrow. It is an discerner of the thoughts and intents of our heart." This dark green testament is given to the military men, given to the men and women in our armed services. They're supplied to the chaplains for them to distribute on the army bases. One of our Gideon brothers was reporting in a church service, and after the service, a little lady came up to him and said, "You didn't mention my testament." He said, "What do you mean by my testament?" She said, "My son was called into service and sent to Vietnam. It wasn't long until I received word that he had been killed in action. My grief was especially strong for this boy who had left home unsaved. When his personal effects arrived and I was going through them, I found a testament that had been given him by the Gideons. As I turned through it, I saw passages of scripture he had underlined. But my grief turned to joy when I looked in the back and saw his name and the date that he had come to know Jesus as his personal Savior." That little green testament was placed in easy reach of that service boy. We read in Psalms 119, verses 9 to 11, "Wherewithal shall a young man cleanse his way? By taking heed thereto according to thy word. With my whole heart have I sought thee. Oh, let me not wander from thy commandments. Thy word have I hid in mine heart that I might not sin against thee." This bright red testament is made available to students in the fifth grade in both public and private schools. It's also offered along with the Bible to the school library. Recently at one school where the fifth grade had been presented testaments, one student didn't want his, and on his way home he slipped it into a mailbox. The next morning, the lady of the house came to empty her mailbox and found a letter from Jesus. She took it and read it. After reading it for some time, she was soundly converted and now attends church regularly and follows the Lord Jesus Christ. That letter comes from Harold Trotman of New Zealand. John 17:17 says, "Sanctify them through thy truth. Thy word is truth." This bright green testament is given to students in colleges and universities across our land and in many foreign countries. Here's a letter about that little green testament. This young man says, "I have given my entire life to Jesus Christ because of a little green testament given to me by Gideon over a year ago at the college I attended. Praise the Lord for your word. Keep claiming Isaiah 55:11. I am part of that harvest." That letter's from Steve Summer, Shawnee Mission, Kansas. Romans 10:9-11 tell us that if thou shalt confess with thy mouth the Lord Jesus, and shalt believe in thine heart that God hath raised him from the dead, thou shalt be saved. For with the heart man believeth unto righteousness, and with the mouth confession is made unto salvation. For the scripture saith, "Whosoever believeth on him shall not be ashamed." The word of God is distributed in other lands the same way it is here. Before Bibles are sent to a foreign land, there's a Gideon camp set up there, and they're distributed over there by Gideons, just like they are here. A Gideon in a foreign land can go many times where churches or single denominations can't go. So when you make a contribution, there is the possibility that you may supply the word of God to one or more persons that might otherwise never see it. The average annual income in the United States is $10,491 for each working person. Of the countries where the Gideon work is organized, 61 countries have an income of less than $1,000. But in 15 of these countries, the yearly income is $200 a year. These people don't have any money to buy Bibles, even if they were available. Unless we, whom God has blessed to live in a more prosperous land, meet the need for His Word in these underprivileged lands, most of these people will never see, much less own a Bible. This Blue Testament is our foreign lands testament. It's printed in 53 different languages. Growing up in this country, like we all have, where we don't know what poverty or hunger is, and where there's no scarcity of churches or Bibles, it's hard for us to realize that over half of the people in this world have never seen a Bible and never heard of Jesus Christ. In the United States, we have 6% of the world's population, but we have one half of the wealth of the world, and we have 94% of the ordained ministers of the world. This tells me that God expects us to send His word to the people of these other countries. Here's a letter about our Memorial Bible. "Dear Gideons, because of the Christian upbringing that my parents have given me through the years, I would like to honor them by donating 16 Bibles. I feel that had they not gotten involved with the Gideons, I might not have accepted Christ as my Savior when I did. My first Bible was a Gideon New Testament. Through reading it, I came to know Jesus. I appreciate my parents very much, and what better way to honor them than to place the Word of God where those who need Christ can read it. Keep spreading the Word. That letter comes from Diane Price of Raleigh, North Carolina. We receive over 10,000 letters like these in our national headquarters each year, which is positive proof that God's Word does not return void. I thank you, Brother Hamlin, for this opportunity and privilege to come and share what God is doing with the Gideons. We thank each of you for your support in the past, and we come asking for your support in the future. We need your prayers. Although we are at this time allowed to distribute God's Word in 134 countries of the world, several of those countries are under a threat of communism, which will bring an end to the Gideon work there. While we still have the opportunity, the responsibility of sending His Word to those countries rests on the Christians of the United States. There's no one else to do it. Will you please pray that the door of these foreign countries will remain open to us and that other doors, both here and in foreign lands, will be open? We need more men, Christian business and professional men, led of God to do this ministry. And of course, we ask this morning for your financial support. This ministry is financed through free will offerings taken in churches where the work of the association is presented and through contributions made by Gideons themselves. You may support our ministry in two ways. One is the Memorial Bible Plan, which enables you to send Bibles to honor a friend or loved one on some special occasion, such as a birthday, wedding, graduation, or simply to honor your parents like Diane Price. Fill out this honor card and mail it to the Gideon. Mail it to the person you wish to honor. Complete this envelope and mail it to the Gideons along with your check for the number of Bibles you wish to provide. The person you wish to honor will receive a nice card from the Gideons telling them what you've done. We will distribute those Bibles or their equal value in New Testaments in one of the 134 countries we serve, and you will receive an official receipt for tax purposes. Or you may use the memory plan, which enables you to place Bibles in memory of a friend or loved one who's gone to be with the Lord. In this case, you would use the memory card in the same way. For your convenience, these cards and envelopes are available free of charge in a display rack here in the church. You'll also find them displayed at the funeral home. If not, please ask your funeral director. These cards can be used at any time, but when this memory card is used at the time of the funeral, the family of the deceased will receive this beautiful blue memorial Bible as a token of the Bibles that were given in honor of their loved one. I strongly recommend that you use these memory cards to provide a lasting memory to the deceased. Treasures laid up in heaven are permanent. You may use this tab on your bulletin insert today to order honor or memorial Bibles. Please take that insert home with you for information and future use. Or you may give your tax-deductible contribution in the offering as we leave the building. 100% of what you give goes for the purchase and distribution of the Word of God. Some people have trouble understanding how this can be done, but this is possible because all Gideons pay dues. Those yearly dues pay all of our cost of operation, and what's left over at the end of the year is used to buy Bibles. And when a Gideon goes out to speak in a church, he pays his own expenses so that all the offerings can go for their intended purpose, which is to promote the Word of God to all people, to the end that they might come to a saving knowledge of Jesus Christ. We're often asked why we only use the King James translation. That's because the King James doesn't carry a copyright. The people that translated the King James Bible didn't get paid for it. That enables us to distribute much more Scripture for less cost. When you see a Bible that has this emblem on it, which is Gideon's picture, says placed by the Gideons, that simply means the Gideons paid for that Bible and put it there. It's no different from any other Bible. I said that to say this. A lot of people misunderstand the work of the Gideons. They think we have a different Bible because it's often referred to as a Gideon Bible when it's really a Gideon-placed Bible. These Bibles cost $3.95. The small testaments cost 95 cents. And that's a bargain on today's market. If you take an ad in the local paper or radio station, you have to pay for it every week or every month. This Bible will lay in a motel room or a doctor's office for 7 years, be read by an average of 3,300 people, and still just cost $3.95. That's a bargain. But whether you pay for one Bible or 1,000, we pray that God will bless you as you continue to trust and serve Him. We read in Proverbs 3:27, withhold not good from them to whom it is due, when it is in the power of thy hand to do it. I will be at the door to receive any contribution that you feel led to make. And please remember that you're not giving 1 cent to me or to the Gideons, but you're giving to glorify God through the spreading of His holy word. God bless each one of you, and we thank you.
I was visiting down in Tennessee where my brother-in-law and sister go to church a few years ago, and this happened to be Gideon Sunday in their church. And the Gideon speaker told a story about a little boy who was taken in by a couple and fed and clothed, and this little boy grew up. As we all do, we get older all the time. This little boy grew up into a man, and the man in this home where this boy had grown up, Dad. And he said every Father's Day, this young boy who grew up to be a man in that home places so many Bibles every Father's Day in memory of this dad who had taken him in and raised him. And he said the mother in this home died later on. And he said every Mother's Day, this young boy who grew up in this home, who became a man, now every Mother's Day gives so many Bibles in memory of this mom who had taken him in. He said, how do I know this? He said, I am that boy that was taken into this home and raised. He was a Gideon. My friend, we don't know what our money is going to accomplish that's given to buy these Bibles. Brother Earl, our Sunday school director, could give a testimony today. He was in the service, right? Maybe you'd like to come up and say a word. We've got some time. Brother Earl's our Sunday school director, and he was saved from the use of a Gideon Bible.
Well, when I was in Fort Polk, Louisiana, I was under conviction, and I had never been to church any, and didn't know anything about being saved. And one Tuesday morning, we was having church services, and I went to the services, and just out in the field, and different places, different groups had different services, and these fellows passing out Bibles, and he passed out one that's free. And you know, everybody is, if it's free, you'll take it. And I took one, and he was reading out John, and he read just a few verses, and I just caught one or two verses, but that was enough to show me how to be saved. And I thought it was complicated and couldn't be done hardly. And but when he read out of that little Gideon Bible, I was reading that along with him, because of that Gideon Bible and the man there passed them out, I was saved. And the way my life was, it wasn't much chance for me to be saved because it wasn't ever likely I'd be in a church service. And I was there and under conviction. He was reading out of Gideon Bible. And after I got saved, what time I was there, I didn't go to church any because you can't, you know, on your base, you really don't belong to a church because they have services, but it's not like coming back home and being in a church where you get to know the pastor and you get to know the people because it changes. You go one Sunday, everybody's face will be different the next Sunday. And mostly my church was what time I was there was that little Gideon Bible. And, you know, when you get to be a Christian, James has a new members class here in this church, and they teach you a lot of things you need to know when you first come into the church, and I didn't have that. But the Lord just blessed me, and somehow I got so wrapped up in that little New Testament that Gideon's placed on that base. And what time I was there, I about read that book through, and while I was there, there was a boy that started reading his Bible, and he come up and told me how he had been a Christian, but had sort of drifted away and hadn't read his Bible, and hadn't been to church in 3 or 4 years. And you know, at the beginning of it, quite a few of them boys now warm and bright laughed. They thought it was a big joke. But that boy come up, he started reading his Bible, and we started reading together, and we'd read any time we had 15 minutes to spare. And when we left there, about half the boys in that church was reading the Gideon Bibles.
Amen.
And they mean a special thing to me because of that.
Thank you, Brother Earl. You might have walked in the door of our church today, not on the road to heaven. You can leave today on that straight and narrow road that leads up to be with the Lord. We'd like to turn to 349 in our song books as we stand to sing the song, I Surrender All. 349, as Brother Tom comes to lead us in this invitation hymn.